storage containers have been used for everything from community gardens to pools and even homes. Just check out a copy of the magazine Dwell. In rural Madera County, one farmer is using these containers to help him save water on his sheep farm. FM 89's Ezra David Romero explains how a storage container could actually be a drought solution.
On Golden Valley Farm, north of Madera, Mario Dakaret's employees are milking 500 sheep in rounds of 12. As they hook up long, clear suction cups to each animal's sets of teats, milk drains down tubes into a cold tank. This creamy milk eventually is turned into cheese and sold at places like Whole Foods in Fresno.
They have our cheese there, and they tell me that our Golden Ewe cheese is the best for grilled cheese sandwich ever.
Dakaret says he gets about 800 pounds of milk a year from each ewe. To make that much milk, it takes a lot of feed, like oats and hay, to quench this herd's constant appetite. And to cut the cost of all that feed, Dakaret says he has a secret ingredient that enriches his cheese while at the same time saves a lot of water. That ingredient? Sprouted barley grown indoors.
We plant every day and we harvest every day, and it takes 6 days to complete the cycle. So whatever we plant today, in 6 days we'll be ready to be fed.
He feeds his sheep one part oats and hay and one part sprouted barley. Growing barley as feed isn't anything new, but Dakaret sprouts barley seeds inside shipping containers using hydroponic technology and indoor lighting. By doing so, he says he only uses 2% of the water it would take to grow the crop using traditional farming methods.
I think that's a big advantage. If you don't have a lot of land, you can produce a tremendous amount of feed in a very, very small area with very little amount of water.
Dakaret's nephew, Jose Quinones, is showing me how the growing process works. It's quite simple. Inside each 10 by 20 foot shipping container are five horizontal rows of shallow black trays.
So we just get the tray, just dump the barley. Spread it really good.
After each tray is full and level, he pushes the tray forward until the unit is full and closes the door.
That's it. It's ready. Just to wait 7 days and it will be ready to feed.
Every hour, black drip irrigation sprinklers mist the seeds for 20 seconds. That's just long enough for the seeds to germinate. In a matter of days, these sprouts will stand 6 inches tall and be ready for the sheep to eat. Today, he's producing 2,400 pounds of sprouts a day, which feeds about 1,100 sheep. Kurt Chittuck is the president of Fodderworks, the company that sold Dakaret the equipment.
By controlling the environment, we control the ideal germination temperatures, ideal growing temperatures, provide lighting so that we increase the chlorophyll and some of the other benefits.
Even though the sprouting technology isn't new, it's not widely used or accepted for growing feed for livestock. Chittuck and farmers like Dakaret think that will change, but there's a popular opinion that it's too expensive to use this technology. UC Davis agronomist Professor Daniel Putnam studied sprouting barley and says the cost doesn't pencil out.
The margins are pretty slim, and if you're looking at it from an animal production point of view, you want to minimize your cost. And if you really apply a little bit of economics to it and animal nutrition to it, it doesn't quite appear as promising as one might think.
He says it doesn't have as much nutritional value. When he dried some sprouts, he found they were mostly moisture. At that point, he says there's less dry matter in the sprout than the seed itself.
The animals seem to relish it, and from that perspective, there's nothing particularly wrong with it. The key issue is whether or not it's the best economic choice for a grower, and also whether or not there are some negatives associated with it.
The other issue that Putnam points out is that buying these hydroponic containers is expensive, in the range of $100,000 each. Although Dakaret says he paid off his first few containers in 13 months. Here at Golden Valley Farm, Mario Dakaret says he is witnessing a different result from the fodder he feeds his sheep, on top of the water savings from not having to plant a large acreage of barley.
You do the math and it said, well, yeah, it might not work. But once we started doing it, we found out that sheep tend to eat less, more nutrition, there's more enzymes, so they become more efficient.
He thinks it's just a matter of time before more farmers use hydroponic products like FodderWorks.
The more pressure we have from water limitations, or the more pressure to become more efficient ourselves and more sustainable, you're going to see more people doing it.
And when Dackert's nephew feeds sprouts to the sheep, they come running.
That's how they go crazy when they see it. They really like it.
And just like his sheep love the sprouts, Dackert says he loves the financial savings from using this not-so-widely-accepted farming practice. He hopes to buy at least 3 more units for a second sheep operation in the coming year. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.